Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Building Sustainability. This is a bite-sized episode, so it's just a short 10-minute nugget of building sustainability. Enjoy.
Hello. My name is Karen, and I join you today to share a little about my perspective of working in and with the built environment and the journey that has led me to prioritise climate change action in both my personal and professional life.
One of the signs of passing youth is the birth of a sense of fellowship with other human beings as we take a place among them, Virginia Woolf. Fellowship is defined as a feeling of friendship between people who do things together or share an interest and an organised group of people who share an interest, aim or belief.
I grew up in semi-rural Fife, in the shadow of an RAF base now long closed, and on the coattails of the race scene, close to a town that was stuck in a time warp that thrived on golf, high tees, and university traditions only accessible to the few. If you had asked me at 17 about Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, climate change, or the amount of carbon emissions associated with the built environment, you would have been met by indifference and a slight perplexed expression. I grew up watching Top of the Pops. I had little interest in the news, let alone politics. My main aim was to make it through secondary school, to move to a city, go to a gig and stay up late. I was the first in our family to go to university and left home in the late 90s to study architecture at an art school to which I had gained entry at the last minute through the clearing system. Failing of my maths higher had curtailed my initial hopes of studying archaeology and becoming Indiana Jones. While my undergraduate taught me a lot and opened my eyes to the world, climate change and the impact of the built environment did not feature at all within my education. After a year out working in a commercial practice, vowing never to do so again, I made the decision to up sticks and make a more informed decision about where and how I would learn. I packed my bags, made Brighton & Hove my home for the next 5 years. I had the privilege of being taught by faculty that very much encourage us to think about our impact on the earth, to tread lightly and to be accountable. A particular turning point for me was a vertical project site visit to Ben Law's Prickly Knot Wood, where, for the first time in my life, I gained some comprehension about an alternative way of life that worked with the rhythms of nature, not against it. On completion of my postgraduate diploma, I stepped away from architecture. I'd realised I didn't want to engage with the daily commute to London. I spent a couple of years volunteering, working at festivals and short stints in call centres to pay the bills. My time in Brighton was not only about the formal training offered by the university, but the deeper, more impactful education that was offered by the place and its people. I eventually returned to Scotland in pursuit of a job to complete my Part 3 and found myself in a practice working on school designs. I learned a lot about the challenges associated with delivery and began to obtain enough experience and insight to develop my own opinion about the limitations of the profession. My continued questioning of the impact of our design choices meant that I was encouraged to become a BREEAM assessor, but I quickly realised that by doing so I had put myself in a silo that was often only wheeled out when a tender required such a role. Sustainability was a bolt-on that primarily focused on renewable energy and increased insulation and did not drive the ethos of the practice. It was tokenistic. Then came the recession. I was a new mum and without a job, and fate threw me an opportunity I had found hard to turn down. An ex-colleague had moved to work with a national contractor and they needed some help to better understand the BREEAM process. They offered me a part-time position and, to be honest, total freedom to work out what help they needed. My time with them was a roller coaster. Over the 6 years, I went from working in total isolation and obscurity to working directly with the board, helping them get their head around how to continue their 200-year-old family business and starting to put together an adaptation plan. A further shift in my understanding and motivation occurred when my daughter turned 3 and I regained some of my independence while she was getting her first and attended nursery. I'd been to see This Changes Everything at the Take One Action Film Festival and made a number of changes pretty much instantaneously around our food, finances and energy supply choices. I had also become frustrated with some sceptics at work who would not listen to my advice on low-impact design, construction and procurement because they only saw my architectural accreditations. I decided to apply for an MSc in Sustainability and Adaptation Planning at the Centre for Alternative Technology, something I would never have considered possible after failing that maths higher. I completed the course over 2.5 years via distance learning while still at work, an approach I would advocate to anyone who is thinking of studying. My work was able to inform my learning and vice versa. It was not easy, and I know not all universities and courses offer such flexibility, but it was definitely the right approach for me. I was learning with so many people from all over the world, all with different perspectives, backgrounds, work experience and cultures. But staff and students were united because we were and are driven to make a positive difference to the world. CAT's approach to their intake gave me the confidence to step out of my comfort zone and to volunteer with Creative Carbon Scotland, whose focus is embedding environmental sustainability within the arts and the cultural sector in Scotland, which is often played out in our built environment. CCS is continually working hard to embed artists in the planning, design and delivery process of our built environment, to enable discussions and action that focuses on climate change adaptation. Their mutual support network and open knowledge sharing is inspirational. They are the embodiment of a fellowship and are always actively looking for ways to challenge the status quo. My time at the contractors ended following a change of regional leadership. Tackling the impact of the construction industry was no longer a priority. I made the decision to take my skills elsewhere as it was not the right time to continue that battle. At the time, I thought I had totally failed to make a difference, but on reflection, it taught me that knowing when to step away from a problem and try and solve it from another direction is essential, especially with something so significant as climate change. Working with Sustrans was the absolute opposite. As a charity that is making it easier for people to walk and cycle, it is full of incredibly passionate advocates who are working hard to deliver on a unified vision and purpose. Staff were and are generous with their time and energy, welcoming and keen to support each other and others to create a built environment that allows us to make choices that are not so reliant on private car use. Reflecting on the Virginia Woolf quote, I do not think it's only because I've gotten older that I am experiencing a sense of fellowship. In the last couple of years, I've witnessed an increasing willingness and enthusiasm to create mutual aid partnerships and collaborations to work out how we are going to challenge, disassemble and reassemble systems that will allow us to create a just, low-impact society and built environment. The last year has been challenging for all of us. It has provided some with the opportunity to reflect on the impacts of climate change and will hopefully lead to a further increase in momentum as we come out of lockdown. My current role does not always focus on the creation of tangible outputs, but creates safe spaces for local authorities and communities to discuss how to achieve tangible positive change and to enable people to empower others, hopefully leading to a snowball effect. Personally, lockdown has created numerous challenges, but has also offered opportunity, one of which is the chance to participate in events that never would have been possible previously because of geography and, to be honest, my crippling stage fright. However, I am increasingly empowered by the sense of fellowship amongst my existing networks. I know that if I do not have the answer, I can point someone in the direction of someone else that does. Collectively, we are starting to move in the right direction. It's not going to be easy, but I have faith that we will get there. Momentum and fellowship is growing. I would like to extend some thanks to Jeffrey. Your podcasts have provided me with much enjoyment through lockdown. I look forward to hearing future instalments. Thanks to Alex for lending me his telephone voice and for Ola for his microphone and tinkerings.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.